Welcome to another episode of Not Another Nutrition Podcast. I hope you're well. This topic is a huge topic. Oh, goodness, I'm going to sneeze. Am I? Uh-oh. Excuse me. Don't edit that out, Lucy. This is a podcast about nutrient timing. The title will be approximately, does when you eat matter? And this is a question that I often get. Unfortunately, 99.9% of the time, it comes with zero context. And at this point, I want to remind you of a podcast where I talked about the magnitude of effect. One of my previous podcasts, unfortunately, I don't know what episode number it is or the title. But in the show notes of this, hopefully you listen to every episode. I mean, if you're here, go listen to every other episode and you'll know the one I mean. But I will put in the show notes of this one what episode that you need to listen to for this. But the magnitude effect, because I'm going to give you the answer, short answer, headline answer. What's it called? Right away. The answer is yes, probably. However, one, the magnitude, the size of the effect that when you eat has depends on the goal. Now, my assumption initially, because of the way this was asked recently, but again, it's different for everyone, is that they may be talking about fat loss. But sometimes it's, does it matter when I eat with regards to muscle gain? Yes, much more so than fat loss. Does it matter when I eat for health? Interestingly, possibly, yes. And that's one area I want to just discuss in brief today. And because this is a huge topic, I will probably have to break down each one of these into individual episodes to really be able to give you a really good answer. But as ever with my podcast, I want to provide just some initial food for thought and musing, you know, something for you to churn. I said mental churning. So I was like, oh, that's a strange phrase. I was like, I think it's quite you know, people talk about chewing the cud. Mental churning, like you just get an idea and you churn it over in your mind. Rather, you know, it's one of the best ways to be, rather than just, oh, here's my initial gut response based on my bias or my life experience or whatever, my chip on my shoulder. You know, churn it over, try and look at it from other people's perspective. Think about the whole discussion as a whole. Don't make rash, you know, fat loss is just about calorie deficit. It's like, yeah, but when you then understand what a calorie deficit is, you start to, you know, because really what we're talking about when we talk about a calorie deficit, it's not, you know, calories in isn't only what you put in your mouth. It isn't even what you swallow. Because we understand that calories in is also to do with the calories absorbed from food. And then on top of that, it's then, you know, we get to the point of body recomposition, something called the P ratio, you know, where that, if you're in, you can be in a calorie surplus and not gain fat. Oh my goodness, mind blown. Because a calorie surplus just means more energy than you're burning off. So if I have more energy in my body, I have more places in my body that I can store energy than just fat reserves, i.e. I can store excess carbohydrate in my glycogen stores, in my muscle or my liver. But they are very limited in their capacity to store. And so, you know, just a few days of calorie excess, a carbohydrate excess, whatever you want to deem it as, you will end up increasing, you know, fat balance will go into positive and you will gain fat. So there is this situation of, you know, muscle gain. If you could do things absolutely perfectly, you could be in a, you know, one calorie excess and that one calorie would go towards muscle gain and you would never gain any fat, etc. But, you know, these things are so fluid day to day, the differences in how active you are, the way your body is functioning, it just doesn't work like that. So we need to work on the macro. And that's one thing I want to say here is, for health, for fat loss, those two really specifically. When you eat, if we look at the macro, there's a lot more that's important than when you eat. So fat loss, we know, and this is the problem when people start going, oh, you know, you can't eat after 6 p.m. otherwise, you know, you'll store it as fat, even if you're in a deficit, like crazy statements like that. But there's an interesting area of data or area of research around chrononutrition, people terming it a lot these days, when you eat, of maybe how that slightly affects maybe things like nutrient partitioning, that P ratio I mentioned, how those calories are used. And this could be based on, you know, quite advanced content here, but the sensitivity of different tissues, so your insulin sensitivity of your fat at one time of day can be different to your insulin sensitivity of your muscle. They're not the same. And the, I guess, current thinking is that in the morning, your muscle is more insulin sensitive and your fat is more insulin resistant. And then over the day, that changes and your muscle becomes more insulin resistant and your fat becomes more sensitive. So then maybe in later in the day, you might store more of that energy as fat. The problem is with that is it's not a done deal. A lot of that is coming from animal research. There is very limited human evidence around this. And a lot of the evidence in humans, that very small amount, is from quite specific communities. And we always have this issue of exercise, because exercise has quite specific effects on the body and particularly on insulin sensitivity, for instance, and something called non-insulin dependent glucose transport is a lot better after exercise. So if someone is working in the day and then going to the gym after work, maybe eating more calories then, some carbohydrate then after exercise, and therefore shift those calories have been shifted to later in the day. It goes against this idea, actually, we should be eating calories earlier in the day. So this is why I talk about that other podcast I talk about with it, like the magnitude of effect. Really, you need to focus on the macro, the larger, the low-hanging fruit first. What's most important for fat loss? Energy balance. And, you know, the factors around energy balance, i.e. adhering to a negative, you know, a calorie deficit, are important, much more important than where I put calories in the day. However, if where you put calories in the day impacts adherence, it becomes super important, much more important than any small biochemical, physiological process that might be changing as a result of when you eat. I hope that makes sense. So again, sleep, for instance, people are like, oh, you sleep super duper duper important. Well, it's not necessarily hugely directly important, although it is somewhat directly important in terms of if you don't get enough sleep, it seems that in a calorie deficit, you'll lose more lean body mass as a result and therefore less fat mass. But it's not stopping fat loss completely, for instance, as being not being in an energy deficit would. But if sleep, not getting enough sleep, is impacting hunger, its importance hugely elevates if hunger is then causing you to eat more, especially for the many, many individuals who aren't keen on calorie tracking and simply use habits and different things. Your hunger is a big part of the equation. So, does when you eat matter? Yes and no. We still need a lot more evidence, really, to know how much of an impact it has. And then we've got different scenarios and different individuals. I still have a very strong opinion, and I will say that opinion, that there are genetic variations in individuals. So we know about that, the idea of early birds and night owls. And what's the difference in the, you know, circadian rhythms of those individuals? What's the difference in just simply NEAT in those individuals? When are they active and when are they not? And then, so for me, there's also a future area of research that would stratify individuals what's a more split individuals up based on certain characteristics, i.e. do they deem themselves a night owl or an early bird, and then see if there's different responses between those individuals. So does it matter when you eat? Health-wise, similar to the fat loss scenario, maybe for people who struggle with blood glucose control, people who are in a maybe pre-diabetic, trying to improve their blood glucose control, etc. Again, there's seemingly a small amount of research that says maybe you should be having more of your calories, particularly maybe carbohydrate earlier in the day. That might be beneficial. But again, is it a core pillar principle that should be one of the first things we address? Not necessarily. There are lots and lots of other things that we can address before that becomes, you know, the next most important thing. But then for muscle gain, I've spoken about this elsewhere. I've done some good, I think, Instagram posts on this. Specifically, timing of nutrition is really important for muscle gain, particularly protein, how it's spread, the frequency of its intake when it's eaten is important. So that is an instance. And then finally, we've got this performance aspect that I said one day I will talk about, because we are starting to understand more that we can maybe impact our improvements in performance by changing the timing of our nutrition, carbohydrate periodization, training with low or high carbohydrate stores or carbohydrate availability in the body seems to have an impact on some of the gene transcription and signaling in the body that might actually make athletes or people fitter. So you can see it's such a convoluted question that doesn't just really have one answer. So if you're asking it, it needs to provide context to really get a good answer. And so over time, I will hopefully delve into some of these topics more specifically, provide you with some research in the area that you can go and read. But yeah, for now, I hope that that nice overview summary gives you something to think about and consider. And hopefully there's a couple of things you might have learned in there. Right, hope you've enjoyed that. I reckon when we release this, it's probably days away from the 27th of November Mac Nutrition Live event. I hope I see some of you there. At this point, I don't think there's any point. You probably can't get a ticket anymore at this point. And let you know, we sometimes get cancellations, and we sort of say to people, look, if we can, and sometimes even people just say, look, can you just give my ticket away? Very kind people. We actually had one student from Australia, you know, who got a free ticket because I think they paid for their menu course up front, and it's one of the things we give away as part of that. And they said, you know, can you just donate this to someone in need? So that's quite cool. We sometimes have stuff like that. I suppose probably don't bank on messaging us and there being a free place, but there might be someone who wants to sell their ticket, even at a reduced rate. I don't know. Drop us a message. But either way, for those of you who are coming, really look forward to seeing you there. Come and say hi. Let me know that you're a podcast listener. Until next time, much love.